Cool. So we're here with Pastor Anderson. Any words you got to say about the church here?
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I love the signage outside. Just, it's bold. Like, you're driving down the road, just Faith Forward Baptist Church.
Independent, fundamental.
Yeah. I just wish we had a sign like that in Tempe. Looks great. The mural looks great.
So you preached a pretty hot sermon on rap today. Okay. You hit some points on Dr. Dre.
Did I hit on some of your music?
No, you hit on Vanilla Ice. That was kind of hurtful right there. Does anybody even know who Vanilla Ice is? Yeah. Am I the only one?
Ice.
Yeah, somebody from the congregation pulled that out.
That was me. Nice. Right. He was a gimmick.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you're the only one who laughs. That means you remember.
Oh, I remember, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
So, that's pretty good. Do. You remember the words?
Ice. That's all I remember. I'm sure he mentioned his own name a few times, right?
Yeah. Isn't that perfect right there?
Isn't that a big theme in rap music, right?
Yeah.
Self-glorifying.
Yeah. Just want to get a video here of Pastor Anderson. So you guys know that we do know each other. There's almost telling me, like, we never see you guys, like, actually, like, yeah, it's either you make an announcement about the church or
an
announcement, but it's never at the same time. So this isn't Photoshop or anything like that.
We can actually see.
So you know. And the beard is gone. But it's still me, I promise, okay? I've had so many comments say, where's Bruce? What did you do with Bruce? You know? Pastor McCraney, or not, Pastor McMurtry said that. How's a great sermon? What did you do with Bruce? But like, it's still the same, so. Well, Pastor Anderson, thank you for coming.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Preaching that hot sermon. Yeah. It was awesome.
We needed
it in the Los Angeles area, because rap is big here. And a lot of people listen to rap. Yours truly used to listen to rap. So you stepped on my toes today.
Well, we've all
dabbled. I don't listen to it anymore. Yeah.
Even white people.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. The funny thing when you mentioned that, NWA's concerts were filled with only white people.
Really?
Yeah, back in the day, it was filled with white people. And the reason for that was because they're the only ones who could afford
the tickets. Right? It's like 50, 60, 70.
Yeah,
miles.
So the majority of the people who went to those concerts were white people. You look at the crowd, like, you know? So it was good. I like that sermon. I talked a little bit about it on Sunday, but he hit it more thoroughly today, just hitting that rap thing. Here's the thing about sermons. We need to talk about everything.
Yeah.
Right? We need to hit on every single subject. And the Bible's relevant for everything.
Oh, yeah. Right? And there's so many subjects that the old IFB just never even touches.
Right, because they're afraid.
Well, not even just because they're afraid, just because they get stuck on certain things. Like, they'll preach against Catholicism a lot, but they'll never preach against the Orthodox Church. Even though it has hundreds of millions of people, and it's a big deal. It's like they don't preach against the Hindus, the Buddhists. So we need to preach against everything. All the sins, all the false religions.
And it goes to show that we need to be knowledgeable about a lot of the things that are going on in the world. Because maybe it's not something that we actually know about personally, right? But other people actually know about these things, and they need to know what the Bible actually has to say about them. So I think that's the great thing about our movement, is that we try to hit on as much as we possibly can. You know, because the Bible's relevant to everything. You know, and so we need to hit on it. So.
Well, plus, you know, not only are we preaching to the church, we're also trying to bring in new people, too. And the internet's a great tool to reach out to millions of people. And by preaching about other subjects and branching out into other topics, it brings in a whole new audience, you know, because you're reaching the Hindus, the Buddhists, the Orthodox. You know, and when you preach against the hip-hop culture, there are a lot of people in the church that are going to benefit from that because they have been caught up in that. They used to be in it. And I guarantee there's probably still some people that have those albums and need to get rid of them.
Well, the funny thing is that I think they recently just came out with a NWA movie.
Yeah, they did, actually.
They came out with NWA, relevant to today. You know?
Yeah, but then, not only that, though, but then you take that sermon, you put it online, and, you know, it's the only sermon you're going to find online preaching against graffiti and stuff. Because I searched YouTube this afternoon. I was trying to find preaching against graffiti, and I couldn't find it. So I'm going to upload a little video clip called Preaching Against Graffiti.
Amen.
And it's going to be from tonight's sermon.
That's awesome. Yes. Well, you heard it here. I think that's probably the first sermon that I've heard on hip-hop. First ever. So you heard it here first at Faith Forward Baptist Church in Los Angeles, and by Pastor Anderson. It was great. And next week he's going to preach on country music. No, I'm sorry. We'll see how that goes. God bless and have a great day.
Yeah, God bless.